You don't have to just turn around. You can get up if you'd like. You know, it's probably easier that way. Amen. Good to see y'all this morning. Amen. I think the camera's going. I believe it is. I believe we're good. Clint's phone's going off.
I told him.
I know it. Okay, mine's on vibrate. We're good. Amen. Amen. We'll pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to gather around the word with like believers, for the opportunity to feed our faith, Father God. Just like we feed our natural man, I thank you, Father God, we have to feed our spiritual man. And the way we do that is on the word of God, the writings to us to help us in life, in every area of our life. And I thank you, Father God, we don't come to the word of God this morning with an attitude of, I already know it. I've already heard that sermon, and I'm just going to sit here and just stare at the wall. But we come with the attitude of, thank you, Father God, I've heard that before. But thank you, Father God, for more light from this same message. I thank you for more light from the word of God this morning. Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truth to us this morning from the word. I thank you, not Ricky's will this morning, but your will, Father God, what you would have to say, not only for this congregation, but also for myself. I thank you, Father God, we will be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And so we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. And everybody agreed, said amen. 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 Turn over to Job 42, verse 5. We'll do it in the message, please. Job 42, 5, message. Amen. This is the year of enlarging, the year of growth, right? Yes, it is. Hallelujah. I've already opened that one. Amen. So verse 5, it actually starts down there where it says, I admit. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. So I'm going to read that. There's Job talking. He said, I admit it. I was the one I babbled about. Yeah. Go to the next page, please. That's not where verse 5 starts. I lied. There it is. That one, I admit it. He says, I admit it. I once lived by what?
Rumors of you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
I admit it. I once lived by what?
Rumors of you.
Amen. I'll tell you, I looked up the word rumor. It means to talk or... What I need to learn to write better. That's the thing. There we are. A statement or report current without known authority for its truth. Right? Without known authority for its truth. A statement or report current without known authority for its truth, right? So it's just something somebody else heard, that somebody else heard, that somebody else assumed, that somebody else thought.
Yes.
It's not based on facts, it's based on my opinion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so how long have believers lived like this?
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Because, you know, it's like once we get saved, we just expect God to do everything.
Amen. Come on. Mm-hmm.
But he won't.
Amen.
He can only move whenever we ask him to move. He can only do whatever we ask him to do.
Yes.
Well, I don't believe it. Well, you ought to read the word of God.
Amen.
It talks a lot about just speaking or saying. And Mark 11:23, it's got saying three times and believing one time. So that means you got to say three more times than you do believing. God can't just do what he wants to do, because then he would be like Satan. He gave everybody a what?
Free will.
A free will. So if he just made you do something, would that be a free will?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So then a lot of people's heard rumors of about God. Well, you mess up, he'll get you. I've heard people say it. I'm sure you have too. Look, you do that, he'll get you. Or something happens and go, oh, what'd you do? You messed up. What'd you do? Like God's just sitting up there, just ready to wear us out. Number one, why would I serve a God like that? Because if that was the case, I was doing fine on my own. See, if we just think about what the things that we hear sometimes, then we won't just accept everything we hear. If we just stop and analyze it for a little bit and put it up against the Word of God and say, okay, which one of these is true? What they're telling me or what the Word of God says?
Amen.
If I don't bring what I hear back to the Word of God, it's my fault. Nobody else is my fault, because I have to find out what the Word of God says. Just like in school, the teacher will teach you, right? When it's test time, do they come along and just tell you, hey, no, you have to learn it. You have to get into the books. You have to study it, right? We have the same responsibility with the Word of God. He will help us. He will help us. Don't get me wrong. He helps us. Amen. That's the whole point of the Holy Ghost. He's the standby, the helper. If we rely on him, he'll help us. Amen. But if we just go off of what we hear everybody else say, we're going to live a defeated life. Because how many people are living a defeated life saying, money is not for us? You know, you get rich, it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven. Who said? Well, you know that one verse. No, what verse? Well, you know that one. No, you tell me. That way we can go read the whole chapter and see what it's talking about. That way we don't just take two words out and assume it says something. Because what would the money be for? The kingdom. To do what? Amen. So we need to talk about obviously going out and getting the lost, right? Amen. Because the whole purpose for money is not for us just to hang out. It helps us. Amen. God's not mad if we are able to use it. Amen. The hose that water gets wet. That's what I'm trying to say. All right? But the money is for the kingdom of God, to go out and reach the lost. So if we're just not doing nothing to get the lost, are we even biblical? Jesus wasn't rich. Said who? Because they cast lots for his garment. And then whenever he needed money to pay taxes, he told Peter, hey, go down there, first fish you catch, open up his mouth, there's money in it, and just go pay yours and my taxes.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
So he called whatever he needed at any moment.
Yes.
And we're built in his image and likeness. But we get sidetracked. Amen.
Amen.
So rumor, you know, the rumors. Well, healing's not for us today. Said who? Because somebody thinks somebody didn't get healed and they were in faith, but God might have healed them but didn't, but it's not his will to heal us. Said who? Amen. So what I'm hearing, am I basing this off of what you're telling me off the Word of God? That's where I have to draw the line. I have to. I can go around and just assume God said everything and God's going to do this and that, but if I don't know for a fact,
amen.
Well, how will I know? Well, what does the Word of God say concerning it?
Yes.
That's how I'll know for a fact.
Yes. Amen.
What does the Word of God say concerning healing? What does the Word of God say about prosperity? What does the Word of God say about victory? Yes. What does the Word of God say about depression?
Yes.
What does the Word of God say?
Amen.
Not the theory of man, because the theory of man is crazy. Go over to 2 Corinthians real fast, please. King James 10, we'll read 3, maybe through 5. I wrote this a while ago. Are in for Job. I'll just read it and then we'll read this. I wrote down, people live by what they heard other people say and don't know God for themselves.
Yeah.
They think they know God based on what they heard someone else say.
Yes.
Amen. And that's a bad place to be.
Yes.
And it really is, because now we have a weird image of how God is. When we ought to get our image from who God is, from the Word of God. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what?
Strongholds.
To the pulling down of what?
Strongholds.
Strongholds. Amen. A stronghold is a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. A stronghold is a way of thinking and feeling that has developed a life of its own in a person. So see, a stronghold is, well, healing's not for us today. That is a stronghold.
Yes.
Because now we're thinking that healing's not for us, even though Jesus got whipped and went to the cross for each and every one of us, but yet we're thinking that he didn't do that for us. And there's no way, even though all of that he took for us so that we don't have to. He did it for us so we don't have to, so that we could be healed, so that we are healed. But a stronghold is saying, no, that's not for me. I'm just going to have to live with this for the rest of my life. Amen. Amen. Go over to Acts 2, please. Go over to Hebrews 11, 1. We're going to talk about that. Go back to Acts 2 real fast. Real fast. Amen. Go to verse 37. Clint, remind me after church to change that light because it keeps flickering on and off. Thank you. I know, I was like, what is that? Is my eye just blinking without me knowing it? Amen. 37 says, now when they heard this, they were pricked where?
In the heart.
And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Right? Then Peter said to them, what? And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that you may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But they heard and they were pricked in their hearts, and then they acted on it, right? They heard the word of God. They heard a word of God, and they just didn't put it aside and say, oh, that can't be so.
Amen.
There's no way. That can't be.
Amen.
Amen. Because see, whenever people start talking about this weekend while we were up there, there was a guy there, and he started talking about prosperity and stuff, and you can kind of feel a little just kind of a slug at first, because once you start talking about prosperity, people get a little uptight.
Yeah.
Even though the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he gave it to his man Adam. You know, we understand what Satan did, but then he came right back. He went to the cross, took it back, and then 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, though he was rich, yet for your sakes, for whose sakes? He became what? So that we through his what? Through his poverty might be what? And then sometimes you'll hear, never mind. Amen. Let's move on. We get on that. Hallelujah. Where was we at? Amen.
Acts
2:30. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 9:8.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And God is able. What is he?
Able.
To make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 8:9. I'm sorry, I went to the wrong one. It's 8:9. I apologize. 8:9, not 9:8. I said it backwards. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what?
Rich.
So you can't tell me Jesus was not rich.
Amen.
You can't. You can't, because once the word of God says it and I see it, that's settled. Because the word of God is final authority in my life, not what people say.
Amen.
What people say is kind of messed up in their thinking sometimes, because I've said some crazy stuff. That's why I know. Because I've thought stuff before, and then I get to the word of God and somebody's teaching. And that's the other thing. When somebody's teaching and you don't agree with them and you go, well, that can't be right, and you just shut them off right then, now you're not receiving anything else because you already shut the door off. But if we just stay open and just say, all right, even though I don't think that's right, I'll just continue to listen because I might be wrong. But, you know, a lot of times I'm not wrong. You know, I'm always right. And that's kind of how we think. That's why a lot of people have arguments with their wives and stuff, because I'm right. You're wrong. And we don't want to admit we're wrong. You know, come on. Who wants to admit that? But if we just stay open and say, you know what? I might not know it all. I might not know it all. There might be a lot more in the word of God that I have no idea about. So I'm going to stay open and just be teachable. That's what I'm going to do. And so it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what?
Rich.
Look at your neighbor and say, rich.
Rich.
Yet for whose sakes?
My sake.
He became what?
Poor.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That ye through his what? Might be what?
Rich.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you ever look the word rich up, it means full supply.
Amen.
See, a lot of times people think it's just money. No, it's a full supply. Rich is a full supply, not lacking in any area of your life.
Amen.
Any area of your life. And he didn't just do that. He took sickness and disease at the same exact time.
Yes.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. Go over to 1 Peter 2:24. We'll read that one real fast.
Amen.
Who his own self bear our what?
Sin.
In his own body on what? That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye what?
Word.
Is that future tense or past tense?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Ye were healed, so you mean I was healed whenever that happened to him on the cross?
Yes. Amen.
I didn't write the Bible.
Amen.
Well, you said, and that's the other thing. If somebody comes up to you and says, well, you said this, you need to correct them.
Yeah. Amen.
Because you didn't say it.
Amen.
The word of God said it.
Yes.
Because see, whenever somebody comes up and says, well, you said that we're supposed to be this and that, and if you try to start defending yourself, it's not right. Because number one, you didn't write the Bible. You didn't. God wrote the Bible. See, and whenever you say, no, I didn't say that, God did, they're not so quick to argue then.
Right. Amen.
Because they don't want to argue against God, but you, yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Moving on. Amen. That was just a little side note there. Amen. Where's that Acts 2? And what I was talking about earlier was that guy, he's talking about prosperity, but he goes, you know what he does? He holds Bible studies out and about with other millionaires, business owners. Not just men millionaires, but business owners that are unsaved. And he starts teaching them biblical principles about prosperity, about tithing and about offering, about sowing. And he said, it's amazing. These people, whenever 2020 hit, they were seeing things happening and they were asking me, what should we do? He said, all I know is don't stop sowing.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't stop sowing. He said, and every one of us went through the pandemic with nothing. Nothing fazed us. We just went right through it. And it's amazing whenever we act on the word of God, how we just able just to get through life while everybody else has to struggle. Because if we don't work the biblical principles in our life, then we can't complain and gripe about it. We can, but it's not going to do us any good. If we'll just link up with God and what his plan, man, he'll just get us through anything, any trial or any difficulty.
Yes,
every single time.
Amen. Amen.
Go over to Hebrews 1 now, please. No, not Hebrews 1, Hebrews 11. I don't know why I said 1, sorry. Y'all know what I meant. Now, faith is what?
The substance
of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Amen. Pull it up in the Amplified, please. Now, faith is what? The confirmation. The confirmation. The confirmation.
Amen.
Well, I need you to show me a sign, God, that this happened. Well, faith is the sign. It's the confirmation.
Amen.
Faith is the confirmation.
Amen.
Y'all get that, right? Faith is the confirmation. All the confirmation we need is faith is. Faith is. Faith is the confirmation. It's not just the confirmation. What else is it? What is a title deed?
Ownership.
Ownership. Hallelujah. Of things we hope for, being the what?
Proof.
Well, I need proof. Well, thank God faith is. Being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real what?
Fact.
What is not revealed to the what?
Senses.
So whenever I'm in faith, I need to put all of my senses to the side.
Yeah.
Amen. I agree. Yes. Yes, because faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof, right, of things we do not what?
See.
Is seeing part of the senses?
Yes.
Is feeling part of the senses?
Yes.
And the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact, what is not revealed to the
senses.
Amen. So we just need to put our senses aside. Once we step out in faith, we just need to put our senses aside. Just rely on the word of God and move forward with it. Amen. I wrote this down. Let me say this real fast. No, go over to Mark 11:23, please. Mark 11:23, and we'll read 24. You can pull that up in the King James. Amen. For verily I say unto you, that what?
Whosoever.
Are you a whosoever?
Yes.
Shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what?
Doubt.
In his what?
Heart.
But shall what?
Believe.
That those things which he saith shall come to pass, he what?
Shall.
Next, please. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, what?
Believe.
Interesting that believe is before receive.
Yes.
Right? Is believe before receive.
Yes.
So can you receive them and then believe?
No.
And then you'll have them?
No. You have to believe first.
A lot of times we put those in the wrong order.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And that's why we're not seeing results.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times we want to see it and then we'll believe it. That's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says we have to believe that we receive them. And that's why I read Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the confirmation, the title deed of what you hope for. Even though you can't see it in with your senses at all,
right,
it still belongs to you because faith is the confirmation, the title deed.
Amen.
The title deed.
Amen.
So what? When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall what? You'll have them. See, if we believe that we receive them, then what's going to happen?
Yes.
But if we receive them and then try to believe for them, will we have them?
No.
No, you won't. Because that's not living by faith. Now you're just going off of senses. Anybody can believe something when they have it.
Yes.
Can they or can they not?
Yes, they can.
Anybody can believe something when they're touching it or seeing it or feel it, can't they?
Yes.
Anybody can.
Yes.
But it takes faith, people. To be able to get on the Word of God, get in the Word of God and just say, you know what? I believe God for my healing. Even though their sickness might be attacking my body right now, thank you, God, by your stripes, I were healed. And if I were, that means I was. And if I was, then I am.
Amen.
And just continue to stand on that. Well, what if the sickness tries to say? Well, I just continually confess. That's what I do. I just continually praise God. Thank you, God. I believed. I received my healing.
Amen.
You notice I said I believed.
Yes.
That I received. Why am I putting ED on the end? Because I already prayed for it back there. That's why I believed. I received it. It already belongs to me. Because once I exercise my faith and put my faith to work, that's it. I believed I received it. Well, what if they persist? I believed I received it. I don't care what my senses are trying to tell me at that point. Because if I'm operating off of my senses, that means I'm not operating off the Word of God. Now I'm operating off of what I can see, touch, smell, hear, whatever. And that's not faith. That's senses.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like to took off. Amen. Faith will say about itself everything that the Word says. Faith in God is faith in His Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Faith will say about itself everything the Word of God says.
Yes.
Faith in God is faith in His Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I've had sickness. I've had symptoms of sickness before. And if I'd have acted according to my feelings, I wouldn't have got out of bed.
Yep. Amen.
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 How many of us have done that, right? We've felt like we're getting a cold or something like that. And well, you know, I think I'm coming down with this. And so we'll lay down. We'll get in bed. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, not me.
Not me.
Amen. Amen. But I acted on the Word, not how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But I acted on the Word and not how I felt. Well, that's just easier for you to say. No, it's not. You don't understand. Yeah, I've told you, I've had like, what, 4 or 5 knee surgeries. It was hurting to walk. It was bone on bone. Chelsea was in there with the doctor with me. He said, we're going to have to replace your whole knee. You got absolutely no cartilage in your knee now. It's just bone on bone. And so that's why I stopped running. I couldn't run anymore. It was hurting. And there was days where it really hurt pretty good. But last year, I just stood on the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I've been standing on it for a few years now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
And last year, I got a brand new knee. You can ask Chelsea, because I run every day now.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
You got a knee replacement? From God, I did. Absolutely.
Amen.
Not from the doctor, though.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. People want to receive and then believe. They got it. It doesn't work that way. We have to believe first and then we will receive. Amen. If someone gets sick or has pain, they want to feel they are better, then they will believe it and get out of bed. It doesn't operate like that. But faith gets out of bed immediately because it knows it's healed.
Amen.
See, faith will get out of bed immediately because it knows it's healed.
Yes.
Amen. Because the Word of God says we are. That's why. That is why. Faith says about itself exactly what the Word says. So faith is not going around saying, well, I'm sick. I have this. I have that. That's just taking ownership whenever we start saying, I have this and I have that. we can say, a better way to say it was, well, the doctor said that I had this. But the word of God says that I'm healed. Yeah. And so that's what I'm standing on. Yeah. The doctors might say this, and I appreciate their help. I do, because they can tell us stuff we don't know. Yeah. I'm not a doctor. You might be, okay, but I'm not. And so sometimes we need their help, and they'll tell us, and then now we know what to believe God for. Yeah. Right? Now we know where to put our faith. Because before, we just know this whole side of our body hurts.
Yeah.
We go to the doctor and they're like, well, this nerve and that nerve might be a little messed up or being pinched. Okay, well, thank you. Now I know where to put my faith at.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. You know how to tell if you're in faith or just mentally agreeing? Mental assent or mental agreeing says, I know God's word is true. I know God promised healing, prosperity, victory, deliverance. But for some reason, I can't get it. I can't understand it. That's mental assent. That's just mental agreeing. Real faith in God's word says, if God's word says it's so, then it's so.
Amen.
It's mine, and I have it now.
Amen.
Mental assent is just reading the word of God going, oh, okay, God took our sicknesses and disease. All right, right on. Amen. Yeah. And just really don't believe it, though. Just can't have faith for it at all. That's just mental agreeing, saying, yeah, God took our sicknesses and disease. Sure did. That's the Thomas, right? That's Thomas kind of faith, right?
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes people want to know it from a standpoint of it's coming to pass. Sometimes people want to know it from a standpoint of it's coming to pass and then believe. People want to know that it's coming to pass already and then start believing, right? Y'all get that?
Yes.
All right. We must believe it because God's word says it.
Amen.
Right? And then it materializes.
Yes.
Then it materializes. We have to take the step of believing in order to come to a place of knowing.
Yes. Amen.
We have to take a step of believing in order to come to a place of knowing. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get through some of this. Amen. Thank y'all for working with me. We're getting there. Hallelujah. Receiving comes after believing. We have to believe. We have it before we can receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Pull up Mark 11:24, please. Let's read it again. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, what? If you have a Bible, I would highlight. I don't know why I separated those, but I would highlight believe and receive and then have them. I would definitely mark that. And if you have a Bible you can't mark in, throw it away, get another one you can mark in. Amen. So believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And I would make a mental note of that. Believe I receive them and then I'll have them. Amen. Whenever I was believing God for healing and every symptom in my body was telling me I'm sick, I just continued to stand firm on God's word concerning healing and to continue to claim that I'm healed. That's when you will have results. That is when you will have results. Amen. But if I waited until every symptom was gone and my feelings corresponded with my faith before I believed, I wouldn't get very far because faith is the evidence of things not seen, right? So if we wait until every symptom is or our feelings correspond with our faith? No. No, because faith is the evidence of what? Things not seen, right? Let's go over to John 20 real fast. John 20, we'll read 24 through 25, 9. Yeah, we're going to get through it. Hallelujah. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will what?
Not believe.
Amen. He's not going to believe until he can feel it, sense it, with see it with his senses, right? See it, touch it, feel it, right? He's not going to believe until his senses confirm what he's looking at, right? Pretty much. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not what?
Faithless.
Be not what?
Faithless.
Amen. Be not faithless. Be not faithless. Be not faithless. Amen. Well, I just don't have faith. Well, the word of God's how you get faith. So we don't have any reason to be faithless. Right. We don't. There's different levels of faith. You ought to read the word. You know, it talks about great faith, little faith, no faith, and now being faithless, which is no faith. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But what? Believing. Amen. And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast what? Thou hast believed. Blessed,
Amen.
Blessed are they that have what? And yet have
believed."
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thomas' faith is sense and evidence-based faith. Right? Sense and evidence-based faith. Right? That's what that is.
Yes.
He wouldn't believe until he touched Jesus' hands.
Amen.
Thomas knew the nails pierced Jesus' hands and the spear was thrust into his side. His physical senses told him Jesus was dead. Right? But his physical senses were like, "He's dead. He ain't back. Y'all are saying he's back, but he ain't back. I ain't going to believe it until I can see him." So he wouldn't get out of his physical senses, even though everybody's like, "Look, God came back." Right. Not only that, but he's been telling us about this the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thomas was using head knowledge rather than heart faith.
Amen.
Head knowledge rather than heart faith. Well, I know the word of God says that he took my sicknesses and I'm healed. But the doctor said I have to live with this for the rest of my life. Head knowledge. Head knowledge. Instead of heart faith. Right? That's exactly what that is. Well, you know, I know the Bible says that I live in prosperity, that he became rich so that he became poor so that I might be rich. But, you know, they're telling me if my credit score is not this, I can't even buy a house.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all know once we become Christians, we operate from another kingdom.
Yes.
Too many times when people are born again, they continually try to work from this realm still. Whenever, before we got saved, we know that this realm here, it'll work for you just so far. But the supernatural, the kingdom we're born into, is way easier. It is. It is way easier because I just get into the Word of God and I find out what God's done for me, what I'm an heir to, what I've been redeemed from, what I've been redeemed to. Amen. And then I just start thanking God for everything that he's promised me.
Yes.
Amen. Because why live a defeated life if I don't have to? Why?
Amen.
Y'all don't have the... Let's look at... Now let's go to Romans 4, 17, please. Romans 4, 17. We're going to look at Abraham's faith now. Y'all don't have the Weymouth. You can pull it up in the Passion. I'm going to read Romans 4, actually verse 21 to y'all from the Weymouth translation. It says, "And being absolutely certain that whatever promise he is bound by, he is able also to make good." Amen. It's talking about God. Amen. Romans 4, 17 in the Passion. We'll read down through 21. That's what the scripture means when it says, "I have made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father, for in God's presence he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even exist yet." Amen. Against.
Amen.
Against. Against.
Amen.
But the doctor says, against all odds. Well, they said that they'd be dead in 3 weeks, against all odds.
Amen.
Well, they say that we're going to lose our house and the car, against all odds. Regardless, in verse 18 where it says right there, against all odds, regardless of what it looked like, felt like, or seemed like, he did a check, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Against all odds. When it looked what?
Hopeless.
Abraham believed what?
The promise.
What promise? He said, remember over in Genesis, God said, "Look, you're going to have a son, Isaac.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the father of what?
Many nations.
So and Abraham believed the promise and what? Are we expecting God to fulfill his promises?
Yes. Amen.
Are we really expecting God to fulfill his promises?
Yes.
Because whenever sickness would try to show up, we'd get out of bed immediately and go, "Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was healed.
Amen.
I was healed. This sickness does not belong to me. It's got no right to it's got no right here in my body, and I take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave." And then, well, what if it doesn't leave? I just walk on because it has to.
Yes.
That's the difference. It has to.
Yes.
It's not, there's not a discussion about it. There's not a democracy about it. Once I commanded it to leave, it has to.
Yes.
Because I used the word of God.
Yes.
I used the what?
The word of God.
Yes.
Not the theory of man. Well, if I take enough medicine, I'll be healed by tomorrow morning. I'm not saying anything's wrong with medicine. Use medicine. But also use the word of God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. He took God what?
At his word.
Took God at his word.
Amen.
God, you said it. I'm going to believe it.
Amen.
That's it. I'm going to believe it. I might not fully understand it, but I see that you said by your stripes I was healed. I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. He took God at his word and... So what's going to happen when you take God at his word?
Results.
The God kind of results.
Amen.
Yes.
And as a result, he became... and as a result, he became the father of many nations. Being able... Against all odds, right? It looked hopeless.
Yeah.
You care if I talk about you for a minute, Rebecca? Thank you. Putting you on the spot, so I'm glad you didn't say no. Her daughter had some surgery, and insurance said they'd cover it, and then she got a huge bill in the mail. And so she freaked out and started crying, calling everybody. No, not at all. Not at all. She said, God, you told me this was taken care of. This does not belong to me. And so she called up the insurance company and said, hey, I think this is for y'all. They said, yeah, go ahead and send it here. We'll pay for it. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, if we just lay down and start crying, go, God, why'd this happen? You think God did that? Because Satan come to what? If I don't know why Satan came and I assume it's God doing it, then I am going to cry to God every time. God, why'd this happen? Now I'm just thinking God's doing everything. You know why they think Satan was never mentioned in the Old Covenant? Testament? It was the Old Covenant, though. It's the Old Testament, but it's the Old Covenant. You want to know why? Because they thought God was doing it. But you see how much it talks about Satan's and demons in the New Covenant? Because Jesus came and taught them about it. He's saying, look, good and bad does not come from God. Only good comes down from the Father of life. But Satan's come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and what? See, they didn't understand that there was a Satan trying to kill them. They just thought it was God. That's why they said, well, God gives and God takes away. They didn't understand. But we see in the New Covenant where Jesus taught them about Satan, right? He said, look, God gave me authority. I'm going to go to the cross, but I'm going to delegate my authority to you. I'm going to leave, but you ain't going to be helpless. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost, the helper, the strengthener, the standby on the inside of you. That way, whenever a situation comes up, look on the inside, see what to say and how to deal with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got me up here preaching. Amen. So against all odds, what? Right? That's not a word, right? So regardless of what it looked like, and what it felt like, or what it seemed like, or what it looked like, or how Uncle Charlie said, regardless, against all odds, regardless, I'm taking God at his word. I'm not taking the theory of man. I'm not taking what my bank account's trying to tell me. And I'm not taking what my body's trying to tell me. What I'm taking is the word of God. He said, by my stripes, Ricky, you were healed. You don't have to deal with that sickness and disease. You don't have to deal with a hurt knee. If he made us, don't you think he's got extra parts in heaven? Seriously. You know, a car dealership or a car company, before they make a car, you know what they do for like the first, I think it's first year, I might be wrong about that. They just make all new parts, that's it. Before they even make the vehicle. That way, whenever they put the vehicle out and somebody gets in a wreck or gets a bent bumper, they already have the part for them and they just give it to them. Hallelujah. I'm really sure that there's a lot of extra parts because God understands we're human. We're going to do stupid stuff. Right? That's why I hurt my leg, being stupid. Right? So I'm sure there's grace, right? But Jesus, what Jesus bore on the cross, I don't have to bear. So if I need a new knee, God will give me a new knee. There was a guy over in Nigeria. Is it Nigeria where Bishop Oedipo is? I forget where he's at, but he got shot in the elbow. And so they had to put this metal rod in there, right? And so he was just serving at his church, wasn't pastoring, wasn't preaching, just serving at his church, helping out the church. And God said, you know what? Since you've been taking care of the house of God, go to bed. Woke up the next morning, and on his nightstand was that part that was out of his elbow. If you don't believe me, you should go to I'll have to find it and bring it back, bring it to y'all. Amen. But I believe it. I really do, because I know who Bishop Oedipo is, number one. Yeah. Amen. And I know who Brother Hagin is, or Brother Copeland is. And he actually met the man.
Amen.
Amen. And so he woke up the next morning, and the part was just laying right there on his nightstand. No surgery.
That's right.
Yeah. No surgery. And we just read where it talked about he just walked through the wall. Jesus did, right? He walked through the wall, and then he told Thomas to touch him. That's pretty interesting, ain't it? Because he walked through a wall, but yet we can still touch him.
Amen.
Because he told Thomas, put your hand right here in my put your finger right here in my hand. But yet he just walked through the wall right before that. Sometimes we our minds limit God because we just think, oh, that can't be so. How can that happen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 18, please. Yeah, we need to go with that one still. Right there. I'll start over. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it.
Yes.
Amen, right? Yes. He took God what?
At his word.
Amen. And as a result, he became the father of what God spoke out.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
Amen. God's what?
Declaration.
God's what?
Declaration.
What's God's declaration over you?
Amen.
If I don't know what God's declaration is over my life, see, because Abraham found out God's declaration was over him. Because number one, he said, "Look, you're blessed to be a blessing." You will be a father of many nations, but also you're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count, right? Right there where it says, go back, please. His declaration. Obviously, we're not going to make it through this. We're just not, because I got some more notes. But we'll just try to hit what we can, then we'll finish up Wednesday. Amen?
Amen.
So I just wrote down a few things that God's said about us. All right, so let's go and read some of them real fast. Deuteronomy 28:13. You can pull all these up in the King James. Deuteronomy 28:13. Amen. Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord shall make thee what? And the Lord shall make thee the what?
The head.
If I had a Bible, I would mark out that word thee and write my name right there. And not the what?
The
head. And the Lord shall make thee what?
The
head. The head. And not the what?
The
Too many times we're trying to do this on our own. Well, I want to be known for this. Well, I want to be known for that. Well, why are you trying to do stuff?
Right.
Amen.
Because that to me sounds a little prideful, because you just want to be known at this point. But you allow God to do it.
Right.
He'll make your name famous.
Amen.
Amen.
God will make your name famous.
Amen.
Allow God to do it for you.
Amen.
You'll be the head, not the tail. And thou shalt be what?
Above.
Amen. It's like some of y'all don't want to say it. Amen. And thou shalt be what?
Above only.
And thou shalt not be what?
Beneath.
Amen. Look, you're feeling down. Here's one great way to see what God said about you. If you're feeling like you're in last, you're getting beat up, just go to this scripture right here. Be like, God, you said that you'll make me the head and not the tail. Amen. You said that I'll be above and above only and not beneath.
Yes.
Amen. Go over to Psalms 91. That's always a great one. We'll start about verse 3 through 8. Surely, not surely, but surely, the way my accent is, it almost sounds the same. Thanks a lot. No, no. Surely, he shall deliver thee from what? And from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou what? His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be what?
Afraid.
For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day,
Amen.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come what?
Right.
Only.
Only.
Yeah. Only.
That's right.
That's it. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Yes.
We'll just see it. That's it. We won't be partakers of it.
Amen.
Amen. See, whatever things go on, like when the pandemic and all that went on, what does the word of God say? It shall not come what? But too many people were, you better put a mask on before you get around me. Allowing fear to tell them how to act pretty much. And now we are acting wild and crazy. I'm not saying just go out and act stupid, right? But when you know what the word of God says, when you got the word of God as final authority in your life, sickness and disease does not scare you. It does not bother you. Because I thought the word of God said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, and heal all the that were pretty much, right? Because Jesus did, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't Jesus go into all the world? Are we supposed to be doing the same thing Jesus did?
Yes.
So are we supposed to be going out and praying for people that are sick?
Yes.
Well, if we're so scared of people and sickness, how are we going to do that? So once we understand what the word of God starts saying about sickness, disease, and things like that, we have final authority in our life, which is the word of God.
Amen.
None shall come nigh my dwelling. Look, we'll be able to see it, but we don't have to be partakers of it. Because just like they did in the Old Testament, they wiped the blood over their door, and that the death angel walked by because it couldn't cross what? The bloodline.
Amen.
See, whenever you're saved, you get a new blood.
Amen.
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 And that's why whenever sickness or something tries to symptoms come on my body, I just command them to leave. Well, do they leave immediately? Sometimes they might, but sometimes I might have to stand. But by the end of that day, I'll be healed.
Yes.
I will be. Not healed. The symptoms will be gone. I should say it that way because I was healed right when I said it. Actually, I was healed whenever Jesus received it on the cross for me. That's when I was healed. But it's just taking us a little bit of time to understand that it does belong to us and it's ours now, right? So I just speak to it. Just like anything else, I speak to it. Sickness, you've got no right here. I command you to leave. And I get out of bed. Do I feel like staying in bed? Absolutely. Just like anybody else, because our flesh tells us, look, you bad shape right now, but just lay here. Look, somebody will bring you a cup of soup maybe. You know, just your controller's right there. Just turn on TV. Take some, Tylenol. Just fall out. You'll be fine. But I found every time I'd done that, it seemed like the sickness stayed longer. But if I speak to it and I get up, I find out the sickness is gone a lot quicker. Because I'm standing on the Word of God. I'm making the Word of God final authority in my life. Amen. Amen. We better go. Amen. That went by fast. Man. It's y'all's fault. No, I'm joking. It's not. I'm just playing. Amen. Well, we'll try to finish up Wednesday. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and we thank you for the Word of God. I thank you we will be doers of the Word and not hearers only, Father God. And I thank you for today, for the rest of this week, that we'll continue to meditate on the Word. We'll continue to see what you declared about us, Father God, so that we're able to walk in it in further light. That way we're able to understand the authority that belongs to us right now, Father God, and we won't be deceived by Satan any longer. Amen. And so we thank you for it, praise you for it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said?
Amen.
Amen.